This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be focusing on the recently concluded press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. It is the kickoff of the auto show season for 2016. This is the time of the year that we begin a series of events, which kicks off in Los Angeles, moves to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan for the North American show in January, then moves on to Chicago in February, and then come spring, it's time for the New York International Auto Show. That in conjunction with the international events, which are also scattered around the world four times per year. These are the venues in which the car companies utilize to show off to journalists first and then to the public later world debuts, North American debuts, and concept vehicles. So we're going to be joined momentarily here by a representative from Lincoln who's going to be telling us about one of the stars of the 2015 Los Angeles International Auto Show. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, regular contributor here on the show, esteemed automotive journalist, and also the man with the great website called the DetroitBureau.com, Mr. Paul Eisenstein, will be joining us live from the Motor City, where he's going to be wrapping up the rest of the introductions and the hits and the misses of the L.A. Auto Show. I didn't get a chance to go out there this year, so I'm very anxious to hear. Of course, I've been watching it remotely here from my home studio, and I'm pretty up to speed on what went down, but still there's nothing like being there in person, attending the news conferences, getting a chance to sit in the vehicles and talk to the executives one-on-one. So we'll get with Paul a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. We are live right now at 855-660-4261, and also can be reached via the email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Either one of those will suffice. So, as I mentioned at the top, one of the stars of the L.A. International Auto Show was the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. To tell us all about this, a very important unveil, is the consumer marketing manager for the Lincoln MKZ for 2017, Rob Rosenbach. Welcome to the airwaves of Auto World. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, very well, Bob. Thank you so much for having me, and you're absolutely right. We are so excited to have had the opportunity to debut the new Lincoln MKZ at the Los Angeles Auto Show.
Absolutely one of the stars of the show. I've been a big fan of the MKZ. The previous generation, I think, was extraordinarily well done. A big hit, I know, for you guys. I think the fact that you priced the hybrid variant and the gasoline variant at the same price point was really groundbreaking. But this is a really cool-looking car. But that's the last generation. Let's talk about the all-new one here for 2017, significantly revised. Let's begin with a mighty powertrain. I can't believe the power numbers that you're going to tell our listeners from this new 3-liter engine.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this vehicle is a significant refresh over the outgoing model. And first and foremost, we bring to market a truly premium and a Lincoln dedicated 3-liter V6 engine. And the power specs we're expecting out of this powertrain include 400 horsepower as well as 400 pound-foot of torque out of our all-wheel drive configuration. So it really is a dramatic improvement over the outgoing product.
Absolutely. Rob, the other big news is that you guys have really gone out with some really cutting-edge intuitive technologies, and I love this stuff, and more as listeners get into the new vehicles, they're going to fall in love with it like myself, but I understand the 2017 is going to have lots of cool features, including adaptive cruise control.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, the story here is really quite strong when it comes down to the technology that we're bringing into the vehicle. You know, we're really bringing to market an entire suite of driver assist features, some of which you just mentioned with pre-collision assist, adaptive cruise control, as well as auto hold. I could tell you a little bit about the adaptive cruise control system because this is actually an advancement over what we have in the marketplace today. It actually will now start to incorporate a feature called stop and go. So for our drivers who are in traffic, be it on the highway or anything over 20 miles an hour, if they can engage the adaptive cruise control, let's say a vehicle in front of them comes up and slows down, actually all the way down to a stop. This technology will do that. It will hold the vehicle in place until the traffic clears. So we found that that kind of condition would lead to driver fatigue, and we really wanted to introduce both intuitive as well as effortless technologies, and this helps the driver really enjoy their drive.
That is fantastic. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, but I got to hear about pre-collision assist and as well as pedestrian detection. Tell us about that, Rob.
Sure. This is another great technology as part of the suite of driver assist features. So the pedestrian detection is part of a technology called pre-collision assist, and it works by utilizing radar in front of the vehicle to detect if a collision is imminent. And in the event that the driver cannot respond in time, because we all know that we've been in these situations where it's a split second, you know, we don't have enough time to react, the vehicle will actually automatically brake in the event the driver can't respond in time. And not only is it using radar to detect other vehicles, but other in other conditions, it can actually detect whether a pedestrian or bicyclist is walking in front of the vehicle. And, again, it's all about the safety and driver assist and using really intuitive technologies. So, again, looking at it as something, if the driver cannot respond in time, then the technology is there to assist them.
Another area that Lincoln has been a leader in is park assist technology, and I understand that you have enhanced that for the 2017 MKZ. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, our enhanced park assist feature now takes really one of the best park assist technologies in the marketplace today, which allows customers to parallel park. Now it takes it a step further, and in the event that the driver needs to get out of the parking spot, because we all know how difficult that can be at times, the enhanced park assist allows them to get out of that parking spot. And an additional feature that we now offer on enhanced park assist is perpendicular park. So if you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to the mall, we know that can be a very difficult situation for some drivers, so we now add perpendicular park as well as the parallel parking feature.
That is wonderful. The auto hold feature is fascinating. The fact that it keeps the MKZ at a complete stop without the driver having to press and hold the brake pedal. I mean, that's a technology that was only dreamt about a short time ago, but it's for real and ready for the 2017 MKZ.
You're absolutely right. And this is another technology that, again, we're not the first to bring this to market, but the fact that we're offering this entire suite of driver assist technologies, I mean, really think that's the story here. We're not adding technology just for technology's sake. We want to be able to deliver a really intuitive and effortless condition for our drivers. So exactly what you just described, auto hold, instead of having to continuously depress the brake pedal, you simply engage the auto hold button and the vehicle will hold in place until the driver re-engages the gas pedal. So it's a really great technology, and you know, whether it's stop and go or just sitting at a stoplight, which I think we can all relate to, it really is a wonderful feature for the MKZ.
Absolutely, Rob. Just to take a step back and talk about the adaptive cruise control, I lived in Boston 99% of my life, but I live down here in Florida, and it rains like the dickens, and sometimes it rains so hard that having the feature like the adaptive cruise control can really be a lifesaver. When we come back, we'll follow up on that and continue to tell you the story of one of the stars of the L.A. International Auto Show, the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. This is Auto World.
The way is clear. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We've been on the air since 1992, expanded significantly in 2013 after the demise of My Motor Trend, and following that, the Motor News Weekly broadcast. We thank you so much for being here. Rob Rosenbach, the Lincoln MKZ Marketing Manager for the refreshed model for 2017, is telling us all about it. He's fresh back from the L.A. International Auto Show, where it made its global debut.
you. Certainly one of the stars of the show. And before the hard network break there, I was relating the story of adaptive cruise control. I mean, some of our listeners may think that, you know, this is definitely a luxury feature. But as I pointed out, I lived in Boston all my life up until 2 years ago when I moved down here to Orlando, Florida for a media startup company that actually still hasn't started up. But that's a whole other story. But what I've learned down here in Florida, number one, it's a real car place. I'd say next to California, it's probably the second hottest car place. Of course, we'll excuse the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Of course, that is the ultimate car place as far as I'm concerned. But when you look at states, California and Florida just have an awful lot of enthusiasts. And I was speaking to a gentleman, a friend of mine, who's actually an automotive talk show host as well, and he recently bought a new vehicle and did not get the adaptive cruise control, and now he regrets it, and he regrets it because of the rain, and it comes down here so hard at times that it's blinding, and I have had some recent press vehicles which have had the adaptive cruise control technology, including some products from the Ford Motor Company, and I have utilized that in situations in which you're absolutely totally blinded for a brief period of time on the highway. You put it in adaptive cruise control mode, it's using its radar, you're not going to run into anybody by mistake, and it's a really, truly a safety feature. Rob, I think a lot of our listeners don't realize that the adaptive cruise control really can save you from having an accident.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we can't ignore, of course, the safety benefits of features like this. And, you know, we really took into account the driver experience. So, you know, be it raining conditions or be it just the aggravation of being in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you know, we want to introduce technology that really made the driving experience, you know, more enjoyable as well as more comfortable and, of course, more safety-oriented for them.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about the Lincoln for 2017, the MKZ. I am, without question, an audiophile, so I love car stereo. You guys had a previous system which was fantastic, but now you have partnered with a new company, and you've got some incredible news when it comes to audio stereo componentry in the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. Tell us all about this partnership with Revell.
Yeah, Bob, you're just like me. I mean, this has got to be one of the most exciting features for me or for anybody who really enjoys a good audio experience, be it music, you know, talk radio, sports, whatever it might be. So our exclusive partnership with Revell, you know, certainly launched with the last product, the MKX, our medium-sized premium SUV. We will be bringing that partnership forward into the MKZ, but the way in which we do this is not just a plug-and-play. We're not just taking the speakers and placing them into a smaller sedan. The idea here is that they specifically tune this system for the medium-sized sedan MKZ. So speaker placements, the number of speakers, even so much as far as the speaker design, so the grille design within the interior vehicle is specific to the MKZ. And it is an absolutely amazing system. Just being able to demonstrate this for journalists now at the LA Auto Show as well as other events, it's a really exciting audio experience, and I think it's something that our luxury customers demand in their vehicles.
Absolutely, and you've got two available Revell audio systems for folks to choose from. Let's talk about the Lincoln Black Label series and themes. This is something you started a little while back, and you have now expanded it with it, and it's very, very cool to say the least. Tell our listeners all across North America about the Lincoln Black Label.
Sure. So what Black Label is, it delivers really the highest expression of luxury for us. We launched it previously in 2015 on both the MKZ sedan and the MKC small premium utility. And what Black Label does is it actually introduces really high quality materials on the interior of the vehicle. We're talking about Alcantara, suede headliners, really the most premium leather treatments. But it also offers and delivers really unique themes for our customers. So on MKZ, we'll launch three themes. One is called Chalet, which is a really light interior. We'll also bring to market an exclusive theme called Vineyard, which is a very dark and deep, rich Merlot burgundy color leather. And then the third, which we had previously launched on MKX, is called Thoroughbred, which brings to market something really like a triple crown type mentality. So rich, you know, nice Belmont leather. So the idea is not just to deliver really excellent materials on the interior, but really to pair it with member privileges. So customers that opt for Black Label get anytime car washes, annual detailing, purchase services that they can utilize through the dealership if they choose. It really is that really nice blend of the luxury experience, both at the shopping and ownership cycle, as well as the materials that you get on the interior of the vehicle.
That's outstanding. The 2017 Lincoln MKZ will go on sale in the summer of 2016, so we're not that far off. Rob, I can't wait to hear about the design, both exterior and interior. I know you guys have completely reworked the MKZ. Tell us about some of the highlights.
Sure. So, I mean, the first thing you see on this product really is that front end. And, of course, we want to highlight the new Lincoln Signature Grille. You know, this is the same grille that we previously introduced on the Continental Concept earlier this year at New York Auto Show. You know, we'll bring that into the MKZ in a very unique way. So it's not just, again, a plug-and-play option. We wanted to make sure that grille fit the dimensions and fit the exterior of this vehicle. I think our designers did a really excellent job of integrating that grille with the rest of the front end. So we'll introduce new headlamps with an available full adaptive LED headlamp with LED signature lighting, as well as a revamped and revised lower fascia. So really, if you look at that front end, it's completely redesigned. New sheet metal on the hood, new wheel treatments. Everything on the front end is entirely redesigned. So we're really excited to bring that to market. But really, the biggest benefit, I think, for our customers is going to be on the interior of the vehicle. You know, nearly every surface has been revised or retouched or upgraded with new materials. So you'll see an entire leather-wrapped steering wheel. You'll have a newly redesigned center console that now brings in mechanical knobs and HVAC buttons. You know, we're really designed a very intuitive interior for our driver as well as our passenger.
That's fantastic. And, of course, the big story is the 3-liter V6 engine with an amazing power output of 400 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque in all-wheel drive configuration. But you guys, for folks like myself who are a little bit more enthusiast-oriented, have developed a driver's package, and I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the powertrain, even without the exclusive driver's package, is a really exciting opportunity for us. You know, as you mentioned, 400 horsepower, 400 pound-foot of torque, you know, it's all-wheel drive. And again, we're not delivering power just for power's sake. The idea here is to deliver a refined and effortless driving experience for our drivers.
Absolutely. Rob, hold that thought. We'll come back and finish up on the other side. Then Paul Eisenstein will join us. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is in the on-deck circle to tell us about all the hits and misses of the L.A. Auto Show. And the press days are over. It's open to the public. Everybody in the L.A. listening area, go over and check it out. I didn't get a chance to go this year. I wish I had, but there's lots of cool stuff to be found there, including the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. And we're finishing up with Rob Rosenbach, the MKZ consumer marketing manager, has been telling us all about this significant refresh on the MKZ. And Rob, before that hard network break at the bottom of the hour, you were telling us about the driver's package. Continue to tell us about that, and also once again tell us about the 2 power plant options in addition to the hybrid and the power output numbers on those 2 engines.
Sure, yeah. The driver's package is something that we'll have exclusive to the MKZ. It's brand new for 2017, and it offers a few mechanical features, including a new technology called dynamic torque vectoring. So it will really be paired very well with that 3-liter powertrain on all-wheel drive. But it also offers some appearance items, such as unique wheels as well as a unique interior. And just to wrap up the powertrain story, as you mentioned, we do offer 2 different gasoline options, and both will be available in a front-wheel and all-wheel drive configuration. And we will continue to offer a hybrid variant, one of the only players in the marketplace in the luxury space to offer hybrid.
That is fantastic.
And for more information, I certainly encourage any of your listeners to go visit Lincoln.com for any of these exciting powertrains.
Wonderful. Well, Rob, we really appreciate your time here today and look forward to getting some time with you, hopefully, at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, where I'll be there with God's help, broadcasting from my usual locale. And
sure.
We'll definitely do an extensive interview with you there. Thank you so much.
Look forward to seeing you there, Rob. Thanks again.
Thank you. We move now from Rob from Lincoln to Paul Eisenstein, joining us from the Motor City, one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. It's been a busy few weeks, Paul, in the automotive world between SEMA and now the L.A. International Auto Show press days. And give us your overall impression of the L.A. show for 2015.
Well, Bob, you left out something else important. There's also the Tokyo Motor Show, which I was just at. What is that, 2 weeks
absolutely.
Ago?
Absolutely. That's right. I forgot about that, my friend.
It's amazing how much has been happening. I mean, I basically spent... Well, let's put it this way. I was getting up at 4 a.m. L.A. time, and I was writing till as late as 2 a.m. And I was getting like 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep a night because there was so much coming out this week. Between the L.A. show, all the news about Volkswagen, and all the other news that was developing all over the world, it was just an insane week. It's good news. I got to catch up on sleep.
You certainly do. It's been a very, very busy time. What was the overall vibe there in L.A.? And certainly you got to tell us about your favorite vehicles from both L.A. as well as from Tokyo, because there's an awful lot to talk about. We'll have to schedule a full hour with you when your schedule is a little bit more open, perhaps next weekend.
Yeah, that'd be great. The L.A. show was interesting because you may recall, Bob, for the last decade, it has been the green show with a little secondary emphasis on luxury because, of course, people forget that the biggest luxury market in the United States and the biggest performance market in the United States is Southern California. Here's a little tidbit. I'm not sure if you or the listeners know this, but approximately 25% of all the AMG models made by Mercedes are sold in Southern California alone.
Amazing when you stop and think about that. But I'm not surprised, having been in California recently. I mean, between the number of Model S's that you see on the road and the models from the AMG brand, I mean, it just dominates out there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so luxury is important there, and you'll always have, I don't care how green the show gets, you'll have a lot of luxury. And what's interesting, of course, is now you're getting green luxury. Audi brought from Frankfurt their e-tron Quattro concept. It's an SUV battery car that they're planning very clearly to put into production by 2018. And this car will be performance. It's not going to be like you think of battery cars now, slow and no-go. Audi is saying it's going to be a serious performance machine and yet still be able to get 300 miles per charge. In other words, they're following the Tesla model, saying if you're going to make a battery car, make it fun and make it really, really, really have that thrill that people expect out of a luxury machine. Okay, so we did see some green. We saw the Honda Clarity, and of course we saw the new Toyota Prius, but the other big push in LA this time was for other technology. You know, they have this preview, if you will. The first day of the press previews actually begins with an all-day seminar on connected cars. And that was the big talk at the show today. All sorts of connected technologies, including autonomous vehicles.
It's certainly very important and certainly on the mind of everybody these days. And we're seeing that technology jump by leaps and bounds and getting closer and closer. A lot of us thought it was going to be a lot of years before we saw a lot of that technology actually on the roads. But the fact of the matter is, Paul, it's here now.
Well, you may not know this. Some of the listeners may not know this. But the first of what you might call the true semi-autonomous technology just went live using their capability of doing over-the-air updates. Tesla just sent two owners of qualified Model S vehicles, and of course it'll be in the new Model X, a battery SUV, the ability to drive hands-free on well-marked limited access highways. And I have to stress this, it's only supposedly for use in very controlled situations. You know, you have to have freeways where the lane markers are very clear and you have limited access. You can't use it on the streets. Though, what's interesting is Elon Musk has tweeted that he's concerned because apparently some Model S owners have been figuring out how to game the system, and apparently they're using it in circumstances where they're not supposed to. And I think they're worried that they're going to wind up getting sued for it.
Very interesting observation. Let's talk about some of the other interesting unveils. California, of course, no stranger to convertibles. Lots of people love convertibles. We saw an SL update in California at the LA Auto Show. Also, the return of the Fiat 124. That was teased. Land Rover dropped the top. This had been talked about for quite some time on the Evoque. Tell us all about these convertibles.
It's interesting, yeah, because we have seen a decline in convertible sales in recent years, and yet a lot of automakers are pushing into the convertible segment, in some cases launching new versions of old vehicles, i.e. the Mercedes SL, which, by the way, a lot of people think is a much-needed improvement over the design of the outgoing model. It's just a refresh. It's not a complete makeover, but it's a quite nice-looking car, very distinctive grille. I think people will enjoy checking out. Now, the Evoque is a real curious move. You may recall that the Range Rover Evoque is the smallest model to wear the Range Rover badge. It's also the most popular product that has ever been produced by Land Rover, the British car maker, SUV maker. But what's really surprising is that we are getting a convertible version. The first time, I shouldn't say it, the second time we've ever had a true SUV convertible. You may recall the original one, the Nissan Murano Cross Cabriolet, failed miserably. Whether Land Rover's figured out how to come up with an interesting design that people want to buy, well, we're going to have to wait and see.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of the Evoque in its regular configuration. Can't wait to see the new one in person. In pictures, it looks pretty good, so only time will tell. More with Paul Eisenstein around the bend as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and around the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits
that cost a ton of money anyways? How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hello to everybody listening in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, on AM 800, the information station, CKLW. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. I was just on Paul's site, and as he said a little bit earlier in the interview, he was extraordinarily busy in Los Angeles, getting up at 4 a.m. Pacific time, staying up till 2 a.m. Pacific time, only getting a couple of hours sleep, and it shows, because Paul, you just have a ton of information available for our listeners to check out at the DetroitBureau.com. Tell everybody about all the LA coverage, the Detroit coverage, the Tokyo coverage, as well as the SEMA coverage.
You are going to need a good long bit of time to read through all the coverage we've been putting up in the recent days and weeks with all the auto shows. SEMA, Tokyo, LA, and of course there's going to be more coming, and we of course cover the rest of the industry. And Bob, there's been a lot going on there too. Of course, the VW news and everything else. The site, of course, is free. Anybody can come and visit the site. We never have a charge. And that includes for the additional services we provide. Sign up for our newsletters. We'll send you an alert every time we put something up if you're that much of a car geek. Otherwise, you can get daily, weekly, or monthly updates. We have RSS feeds, and of course, we have Twitter feeds as well.
Fantastic. Before the break there, we were touching on the convertibles, the Evoque. We'll see if they can do better than Nissan. I think they definitely will. SL for Mercedes was refreshing, but we also saw some interesting stuff from FCA, a teaser of the Fiat 124, as well as a new Alfa product and more plans from the Alfa Romeo brand for the U.S. Tell us a little bit about that story and more.
Well, Fiat Chrysler is clearly trying to restructure itself, figure out which brands are global and which ones are local. And the some of the key efforts are going in right now to the brands Maserati, Alfa, and of course Fiat. And I have to tell you, one of the darlings of the show is clearly the 124 Spider. That little Fiat is just a blast. You know, Bob, it is based on the same platform as a Mazda Miata, and in fact will be rolling down the same Japanese assembly line as the Miata, which is probably good news because I think the quality of this vehicle is going to be something that Fiat needs. They've been hammered a little bit for quality issues, but Mazda generally comes out well in the surveys, and I think that this vehicle is going to be fun to drive. It's going to be good looking, and we hope it's going to have additional quality. It's a slight bit larger than a Miata. Very different design. I mean, obviously, you'll see the basic bone bones of a Miata when you look at it. But it doesn't look like a badge-engineered vehicle. It's not like the Scion FRS and Subaru BRZ, which the only difference is the badge. These are really different vehicles. They even have different powertrains. So you have a turbocharged version of the Fiat multi-air engine under the hood of the 124 Spider, as opposed to the naturally aspirated, slightly less horsepower version of a Mazda engine used in the Miata.
That's going to be a really cool vehicle, no question. And tell us a little bit more about the Alpha side.
We actually did get a good look at Alpha in the Frankfurt Motor Show, and then, of course, they've played it up since then. So we it's not like it was a complete surprise, but it was still a lot of fun to see it at the LA show and to get a few more details. Reed Bigland, who heads the division, made a public statement that they are going to have a second engine to follow, which no surprise. You know, they're going to launch with a 505 horsepower engine in the Giulia, and that'll be in their special Quadrifoglio version. That's their equivalent of the BMW M or Mercedes AMG. 505 horsepower. It's going to have 80 more horsepower than the current BMW M3, by the way, which is a significant amount of power. We're talking 3.8 seconds, 0 to 60, 191 mile per hour top speed. But I was able to get Reed to tell me a little more detail about what's coming with engines. So he did note that it's going to be a 276 horsepower base engine, not bad. And what I learned additionally was that it's going to be a 2-liter twin turbo. I shouldn't say a twin. That I couldn't get him to verify. And expect that there will also be a diesel. We may or may not see that version in the United States, and I wouldn't be surprised if there is yet another engine offered on the Giulia before they get done.
Absolutely amazing. Lots of incredible debuts to talk about and so many to touch on here between Tokyo as well as Los Angeles. But let's take a step back and take a look at Volkswagen. I mean, Volkswagen is definitely making some bold statements, certainly introducing some special editions of the Beetle in Los Angeles, introducing a number of incentives for buyers and kind of making a bold statement like, you know, we're here to stay. Don't think we're going anywhere, but they are making some significant cuts at the corporate level.
Well, across the board, the VW story just keeps building. We saw them announce that they were cutting their capital expenditures by $1 billion. They're delaying projects like the next generation Volkswagen Phaeton flagship. That now has been at least delayed. Some think it may even be killed. They're delaying plants and things like that. Certainly, their goal of being the number one automaker in the world has been delivered a major setback. Whether they're ever going to be able to tackle Toyota now is uncertain. We have seen them announce that they're going to give out $1,000 goodwill gestures to owners of the troubled 2-liter diesel engines. That includes a $500 gift card and $500 credits to use at a dealer. But it just gets worse. VW was accused by the EPA of cheating on yet another diesel, their bigger 3-liter, which is used not only in the Touareg, their SUV, but also in the Porsche Cayenne and in some of the Audi models. And surprise, surprise, after initially saying, no, we didn't cheat, they turned around this week and said, yeah, we did. So they have added yet another 85,000 vehicles that it turns out they've cheated on. The real question is, how much longer is this going to continue? How many more revelations are we going to have?
Yeah, I noticed it in talking with some consumers, generally whenever I go, like yourself, to a social event or any kind of gathering of folks, people come to me with questions like they do to you about anything automotive. And, just my own personal survey, a lot of folks who are not even Volkswagen owners presently, let alone the owners themselves, are very, very upset about this. I mean, this really seems to have struck a negative chord, at least in my limited research so far with American consumers.
I agree with you on that. I think people are pretty darn ticked off. Now, here's the thing. They may be just a victim of, well, I wouldn't say circumstances. They brought the circumstances on themselves, but they may be a victim of timing. We have seen a lot of trusted brands wind up in the middle of a scandal. That, of course, includes GM with the ignition switch scandal and all the other recalls. Never mind, of course, the bankruptcy, which is usually controversial. But we also have seen Toyota. Remember, it wasn't that many years ago that Toyota was in trouble for cheating on safety. We've seen Hyundai and Ford get in trouble for screwing around with their fuel economy numbers and so on. I think people are just getting more and more frustrated when brands that they like to trust, in fact, wind up cheating. And I think the tolerance level for that, both at the consumer level and at the government level, is shrinking.
That is definitely a story that we're going to have to continue to cover, because I don't think we've seen the last of this. And the big question is, too, I mean, I probably shouldn't go there, but are there other automakers out there that have also cheated? I sometimes wonder if there hasn't been cheating by other brands as well. I mean, this could really be the tip of an iceberg.
I think that the industry as a whole is coming under a lot more scrutiny. We're going to see a lot more regulatory crackdowns. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of the makers have shown that they are just not good at policing themselves. And that's something we're going to see, I think, pushed to a very big change in how such things as emissions and fuel economy numbers are calculated. You know, a lot of this stuff is done by so-called self-certification, Bob. You actually perform tests using equipment, in some cases computer modeling, that has been approved by the government, but you run the test. And you then submit the test results to the government. Well, we have seen that in a number of cases, they simply aren't delivering the results that they claim. Hyundai was a great example when they cheated on their fuel economy numbers. And now
so
VW.
Everybody continue to monitor the news at thedetroitbureau.com. We'll get Paul back with us really soon. Thank you, Paul. Get some rest. And again, we'll catch up with you for a full hour down the road. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.